KTBB News Time, 7:53, 68 degrees in Tyler, 67 degrees in Longview. Good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. For the simple reason that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's prosecution of Donald Trump marks the first time in American history that a former president has faced a felony prosecution, we have been subjected to a massive volume of commentary. That volume increased by an order of magnitude earlier this week when the case against Trump was placed in the hands of the jury. The jury has now rendered its verdict. For the first time in American history, a former president stands as a convicted felon. Much, let's say most, of what has been written and said about this case revolves around the legal intricacies. Read and listen all you want. I promise you, you will not be able to explain in a simple declarative sentence Bragg's case against Donald Trump. His theory was so arcane and so tortured that it defies simple explanation. That isn't normal in criminal cases. Criminal cases, almost by their nature, must be straightforward if they are to be tried before a jury of laypeople. The defendant murdered his wife is easily understood. Bragg's case wasn't. Among the pundit class, only the lawyers understood Bragg's theory as to why he believes Donald Trump should be incarcerated as a felon. Even so, when I hear them explain it, I find myself nodding and understanding, only to 2 minutes later be saying, wait, what? Against this backdrop, one of the most insightful pieces of commentary comes from Fox News contributor Guy Benson. Trump has been convicted by a partisan Manhattan jury in the courtroom of an openly and unapologetically partisan judge, and that conviction has almost zero chance of surviving on appeal. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's case against Trump was astonishingly flimsy. The Department of Justice and the Federal Election Commission looked at the same set of facts that Bragg had and declined to take any action against Trump. So with Trump convicted anyway, as I and many people always believed that he would be, the conviction will be temporary. Bragg's prosecution of Trump is a sieve. It reeks of reversible error. Trump's conviction is going to shrivel in an appellate court. But that's okay by Bragg, and by the Biden campaign, and by radical leftist billionaire George Soros, who funded Bragg's campaign for Manhattan District Attorney, and by all those on the left who despise Donald Trump. They only need a Trump conviction to stand until the morning of November 6th. That way, an enfeebled Biden can use the words convicted felon in every campaign ad. But as Fox's Guy Benson points out, the words convicted felon temporarily tattooed on Trump's forehead could be just enough. Those words could move a small but sufficient number of votes to give Biden the thinnest edge in one or more of Michigan, Wisconsin, or Philadelphia to squeak out a win in the Electoral College. And thus we have a third world worthy example of election interference, thanks to a legal system that is losing the respect of ordinary Americans every day. It all bodes very ill for the health of the Republic. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. You know, one of the nicest evenings my wife and I ever spent together, one that we still talk about, was in a small wine bar in Milan, Italy, on a rainy afternoon and early evening. We sat outside under a canopy as we enjoyed a light dinner and a lovely bottle of Italian red. As I say, we still talk about it. You'll never make it to Milan in time for a similar evening today, but the good news is you don't have to. You can enjoy much the same experience on a rainy afternoon in East Texas on the patio of the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. You do what we did. You grab a light bite, you select a wine from the Keepersall collection, you then repair to the covered patio to enjoy the rain falling on a beautifully green, gently sloping vineyard, and you spend great quality time together. Nope, it's not Italy, but it's darn close. So do this. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.